Gibson of the International Secret Police.
Helix zero.
When Speed, Clint, and Barney, guided by Tenura and her father, reached the native village of Ngolai, they question the head of the village, Chief Mengai, about the octopus, but can learn nothing definite. As the hour is growing late, they retire to the hut the chief has assigned to them and prepare to sleep. Meantime, Mengai, who supposedly understands no English, uncovers a shortwave radio set and tells the octopus that he plans to render the secret police unconscious with the fumes from a conga weed and leave them helpless in the path of the dread cannibal ants, which are on the march. The chief sends one of his guards to paralyze the boys with the weed, while he and the rest of the tribe prepare to desert the village. Speed sees the guard, but is overcome before he can sound the alarm. Now the village is deserted, and two figures step out of the shadows into the hut of the secret police.
Keep your handkerchief over your mouth and your nose, Bonnie, till we get Speed out of here. I'll carry Speed. You bring the dog. The fumes overcame him, too.
Okay, Clint, I'll tie my handkerchief over my face so that I'll have both arms free to carry this mutt. He's no lightweight.
Good. I'll do the same. Better work fast, because the fumes seep through this cloth. They're powerful. Hey, look at Speed here. He's as limp as a rag.
Can you carry him all right, Clint? Or should I take Lucky outside and then come back and give you a hand?
No, I can make it all right. All right. Okay, now, let's go.
I'll kick the door open with my foot.
All right. Yeah. All right, now, go ahead. That's it. Now, lay them on this bank. That's it. Now, can you go and see if Tenura and her father are under the influence of those fumes while I stay here with Speed, Barney?
Sure. Clint, you don't think them fumes are...
fatal?
Yeah.
No. Chief Mengai just wanted us to be completely helpless for some reason or other. We'll soon learn what that reason is.
Yeah. There's nobody left in Ngoli but us. Wonder what the gag is.
Before you do any more wondering, you better go after Tenura and... Why, look! Here they come now.
Yeah. Guess they didn't get a whiff of that stuff.
Wanabolo, are you all right?
Yes, Tenura. What about you and your father?
We're safe. My papa knows the weed asleep.
Weed asleep? Is that what we smelled?
The crushed leaves send up smell. You breathe it and sleep. Even if you wake, you cannot move until effect of weed of sleep wear off.
The weed must contain some drug that paralyzes the muscles, Bonnie.
Yeah, but how come they used it on us and not on Tenura and Chief Yeava?
They try to. Guard come too hot, but we not asleep yet. When I see what he try to do, I kill him.
How did you escape while Speed Gibson did not?
I had a hunch that something would be pulled tonight, Tenura. So Bonnie and I fixed our cots so it would look as if we were in them.
And it was good. Would have fooled even me in the light, much less a native in the dark.
We did this during Barney's watch while Speed was asleep. I didn't bother to awaken Speed because I thought that if any attack was made, it would be on Barney and myself. After we'd fixed the cots, we stepped outside, hid ourselves, and then awaited developments.
And we didn't have to wait long. About 20 minutes after that, we heard Lucky whining and Speed saying he smelled something sweetish.
That is weed of sleep.
Next thing we knew, he didn't talk anymore. And Lucky's barking kind of got foggy, like he was going to sleep.
We almost went back into the hut, but heard a sound just then and waited. Evidently, the guard was placing some of the crushed weed near our cots, so that we would go out as Speed did.
And after the guard left our hut, we saw him head for yours, while the rest of the natives cleared out entirely.
Yes. The village is deserted, but for us. But why?
Listen.
Huh? What is it?
Quiet. Listen to the sound.
Ants. The cannibal ants are on the march.
Cannibal ants?
Yes, yes. Terrible insects that destroy all living things in their path.
Yes, even lion cannot cross their line of march and live to reach other side.
Why, that's horrible.
Then that is why we were drugged and left in Ngolai when everyone had fled. Evidently, the village is in the path of the ants.
Yes. Well, let us leave here before it is too late. They come closer.
But which way will we go?
Back to the forest of the dead.
We know they not come from Leopold there.
Back through that forest? Not me. It's still dark.
Would you rather risk running into ants, Barney? We're not sure from which angle they're approaching Angolai.
And every living thing has already fled from them. That is why the jungle night is quiet.
Come on, let's get started then. I'll take speed, Barney. You carry Lucky as before. We can't leave that dog here to die.
No, but it's going to be tough going for you carrying speed through that jungle growth.
I bring dog. You wait and borrow with boy.
Gee, that'd be great, Chief Yava, but do you think you can manage the pooch?
Pooch? I carry dog. You mean that?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, my papa, very strong. But now come yet while there is time.
Boy, I might as well be walking in an ink bottle for all I can see.
Well, just hang on to the other end of the stretcher we rigged up for speed and you won't get lost.
Yeah, but I might fall into something.
Yeah, not unless I go down first. Remember, I'm ahead of you.
Hey. Hey, what was that flash of light?
Lightning. Soon the thunder god speak.
Oh, now don't tell me we're going to have a thunderstorm on top of everything else.
Oh, it good if rain come. Break up line of ants.
Oh, is that so, Chief? Will rain do that?
Yes. They not like jungle rain. The water, like in river, not stop them. I see cannibal ant cross river on backs of own kind who give up lives to let rest of brothers cross.
Yes. I hope it rains or ants may even come to Leopoldville.
Hey, listen. I think Speed's coming, too.
I wish we dared switch on our flashlights so we could show him where he is when he awakens, but oh, that's impossible.
Yes. Chief Meehan guy's guards see light and come.
Clint. Barney. Hell, wake up.
Yeah, we're awake, kid. Else how'd we be carrying you?
What?
It's all right, Speed.
Clint.
Yes.
Where are we?
Returning to Leopoldville through the jungle.
But why are you carrying me and why can't I move? Am I tied down?
No, Speed, but you've been drugged by a Congo weed. It paralyzes your muscles for a while, but that'll soon wear off.
And that's what that was that I smelled. Something sweet. It was that weed.
Yes. The only reason Barney and I escaped it is because we suspected something. Rigged up our cots to look as if we were in them, and then we hid outside.
If we hadn't, we'd all be entertaining the cannibal ants by now.
Cannibal ants?
And Golai was right in their line of march. And the chief planned to destroy us by leaving us there, helpless. Yeah, that's very clever of him, too. It would appear an accident if any inquiry was made.
He and his whole village cleared out when they thought we was done for. Even took our porters with him.
They keep them for slaves. I declare war on Chief Miyangai, even though he, too, is of Swahili blood.
He's a renegade, all right, Chief.
Storm almost here now.
Will it rain hard, Tanura?
Very hard.
Well, maybe we ought to stop for a while until it blows over, huh?
No, we go on little while yet. Storm not quite here on small clearing on ahead. We rest there.
It beats me how you know your way around in this forest, even in pitch dark.
Just like you know your way around in your great country, Buona Dunlap.
I get it. I guess you'd get lost in a big city like New York or Los Angeles.
Clint Barlow, what you do when we get back to Leopoldville?
Well, I've just been thinking about that, Chief. At least we're certain of one thing now. Chief Miyangai is close to the octopus. He would have had no other reason to try and murder us.
No, you're right.
He's bold to have attempted our destruction so close to Leopoldville. While we're far in the interior of the Congo, still the town is under Belgian rule. This very ground we're walking on is, as a matter of fact. Miyangai is directly answerable to the Belgian administrator should any harm occur to us while we're his guests.
But the cannibal ants would make it look like accident.
Yeah, and a bad accident, what I mean.
But Miyangai must be very sure of himself, of the protection the octopus has given him. That means the octopus is definitely in this neighborhood. And as soon as we get back to Leopoldville, I'm going to begin a systematic search for his hideout.
Storm come now, and we are in clearing. Now we stop and rest.
Raining.
Is that rain? I thought somebody was holding a fire hose over my head.
Jungle rain come fast. Rain very hard, then go fast.
The best thing about what you just said is the going fast. Ooh, this rain is cold. Where's the heat all of a sudden?
Oh, it come back when rain stopped. Ground steam then.
Hmm.
Swell spot for fever. That reminds me. Wonder how Kinka's getting along.
Here, Bonnie. Help me fix this coat over Speed. Feel around for a stick over there and fasten one end of the coat to it. That'll form a sort of tent, enough to keep the direct rain off of him.
If I could only move instead of laying here like a rock. I'm no help at all. More trouble than anything else.
You trouble? Kid, you're a day in the country compared to what we've just been through. How are you coming along, Tenura?
I am fine. Do not worry about me, Buonadonna.
And you, Chief Yeyava?
Everything's good.
Well, I'm glad somebody's happy. Something catfish. Listen to that thunder. It seems to be staying close to us, too. Storm must be right over our heads.
Yeah. How long do you say these storms generally last, Tenura? Tenura!
Hey, why doesn't she answer?
Chief Yeyava!
They're gone, Clint. I think they've gone off and left.
Hold on, Bonnie. Switch on your flashlight for a minute. We'll have to risk showing a light to see what's happened here.
There you are.
Flash it all around this clearing.
Okay.
They're not in sight. We're all alone here, Clint.
So I see.
Clint, do you think they framed us? Do you think they're in with the octopus?
I don't know, Bonnie. But this much I do know. With Tenura and her father not here to guide us, we're completely lost in the forest of the dead.